I'm in love. I've fallen in love with a man, a member of the opposite sex. His name's Roland, and he works in the Ministry of What's-His-Name. I'm so happy. I'm so happy I could burst. Blow the trumpets, clash the cymbals, garland the planets with posies of sackcloth and mandolin.
Excuse me, old boy.
Yes, Father? What do you want?
Well, I have an item of information to impart which I feel you might find fearfully absorbing.
What is
it? But it was Sultan Tony Galento who did the dirty deed.
What?
Yes. I've been looking through my records, Nancy, and I've discovered it was Sultan Tony Galento who floored Joe Louis in the World Heavyweight Championship contest of June the 28th, 1939.
What on earth are you talking about, Father?
Pugilism, old boy. The gentle art of battering your opponent senseless into a quivering mass of inarticulate jelly. Rather like marriage.
What?
The marriage, old boy. Thank you, lucky stars, you'll never get involved in that. Well, then, back to my cigarette card, see what fascinating info I can rustle up about speedway riders. Oh, and by the way, next time I see that boy who delivers the free newspapers, remind me to shoot him, will you? Toodle-pip, see you anon.
How does he know I'll never get involved in marriage? Why shouldn't I? I always came top in domestic science at private school. I make lovely salads, given the right ingredients, of course. I think if you chop an avocado very finely, like Anton Mossiman, only he's got the right knives for it, and... I'm in love. I'm in love with Roland. He held my hand for the first time last night. It's the one he usually uses for carrying his official briefcase. I was so moved. I was so touched, I could have swooned to think he might have used that very hand to carry a document marked top secret. Oh, please, someone, fill the air with the sound of viols and dulcimers. Bring on a choir of angels. Bring on the black and white minstrels.
Excuse me.
What do you want, William?
All right, there's no need to look so fierce.
I do not look fierce, I look happy.
Same difference.
Oh, what do you want, William?
I'm looking for Winston. Have you seen him by any chance?
No, I have not seen Winston, William. Why do you ask?
Nothing special. Nothing at all, really.
William, why are you looking so shifty?
Me? Shifty? I'm not looking shifty, Nancy. I'm looking happy. Same difference, I suppose. Oh, well, if you should see Winston, be a sport and tell him I mean my study, will you? Oh, my study. Oh, God, there's a butterfly stuck to the Venetian blinds, and it's flapping away and whirring and beating itself to death, and I wonder if it's a red admiral or a purple emperor. I must look it up in my reference book.
Goodbye, William.
Yes. It's goodbye, Nancy. Cheerio.
It's years and years since I was last in love. We were living in Colchester at the time. He was an estate agent. He used to call his houses his properties. He used to look at me as though I were one of his properties. He used to call me Alma. I think he got me mixed up with someone else. Roland's not at all like that. I told him so in the foyer of the National Maritime Museum at Greenwich. He just smiled his long, slow smile. Isn't it so reassuring, so comforting, to be in the company of someone who knows all there is to know about naval gunnery?
Nancy? Nancy? Where are you, Nancy?
In here, Rosie, in the drawing room.
Ah, Nancy, mistress of all she surveys.
What do you want?
Well, I was... My word, you're looking radiant, Nancy. You're blooming. What on earth is the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me, Rosie. Well, I say that, but... Well, if you must know the truth,
I... Have you seen Winston?
No, I have not seen Winston. Why has Winston suddenly become so popular?
Winston's always been popular, Nancy. He's the joy of our lives. He's the... I can't get over it. You look fantastic, Nancy. You look simply stunning.
Do I, Rosie? How lovely. Do you want to know why I look this way?
Oh, not just now, Nancy. I'm mad busy in the studio. Oh, be a love and give me a shout if you see Winston, will you? Bye.
Winston. That disgusting little man. man with his fat bruised belly and his tattoos above his nipples and his Zapata moustache all sodden with cider and bits of bird nests, and to think I once demeaned myself by... It was under the old beech tree, in my lovely, lovely winter-leaf gunner. It was the day of the village fete. He took me gently by the hand and led me to that little wood at the back of his house. And very gently he lay me down beneath the tree. And very gently... Well, Roland's not at all like that. He wouldn't dream of it. For a start, he wouldn't want to get his trousers covered in mushroom spores. He's very meticulous about things like that. When he took me to the theatre last night and we sat side by side, he'd chosen the tickets specifically so we could do that. Well, what he did was he took his Swiss Army knife out of his trousers pocket so it wouldn't dig into my hip. It was a lovely play. You couldn't take offence. Martin Jarvis was in it. It was that sort of evening. I haven't told the family yet about Roland. I was tempted to let it out of the bag to Rosie just now, but I'm waiting for the right moment, you see. I'll lull them into a sense of false security, and then I'll pounce, very subtly, with infinite guile and cunning, with delicacy and discretion. I shall look them in the eyes very calmly, and then I shall say in soft, measured tones, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love!
Hello there, Nancy. What do you reckon, Ed? Not a lot.
Oh, my word, missus, you're looking tasty. I ain't never seen your bedongas before in such rampant good nick. I ain't without a doubt.
We'll leave my bedongas out of this, if you don't mind, Winston. Where have you been? The whole house is in an uproar looking for you.
Where I been, Nancy? Where's old Winston been? Oh, I tell you where he's been. Simple. I've been to Yeovil Junction.
What for?
To collect and take delivery of my van, my new mode of vehicular transport, look.
Why do you need a new mode of vehicular transport, Winston?
For my enterprise.
What enterprise?
Our enterprise.
Whose enterprise?
Ours, Rosie's, Williams, your old dad's, and mine. We're going to be entrepreneurs, look. I'm going to be the new Laura Ashley.
In those Wellington?
No, missus, no. I'll rub the shite off them first. I'll make sure... If you don't mind me saying so, Nancy, but you did have look desirable with your neck all flushed and your lips all moist and succulent and
Winston,
ready for... Yes, Nancy?
What is this enterprise upon which you are proposing to embark with what I assume are totally innocent members of my family?
Flogging.
What?
Well, putting it in more conducive and redolent entrepreneurial terms sort of thing, we are moving into the personalised home delivery retail market merchandise sector sort of thing.
What?
Well, putting it in the lingua franca of the immortal and much-loved economist J. Maynard Keynes, 1883 to 1946 sort of thing, we're going door-to-door flogging and... God blimey, Nancy, you looks ravishing, my old wingsy bash. You looks exactly what you looked that day at the village fete at Winterleaf Gunner.
It's here, Dancy, it's here! Oh, Winston, it's here! The van's here.
I knows the van's here, you barmy bugger. I just drove him down from Yeovil Junction, didn't I?
Ugh.
You asked my cousin Betty Abels with the proclivities. I seen her flashing her lilies outside the car wash, so I give her a lift up. Non-stop. Well, we did have a brief diversion in that lay-by in the Saranac Forest, lot. And I got the backache and the grazes on my kneecaps to prove it.
William?
Yes, Cassie?
Where is this van?
In the front drive.
In the front drive?
That's right, missus, and you know where he's there. He is a doddle to park, but he'll be even better once they knock down the front porch and demolish that bloody stupid wishing well, mind you. Judging by that crunching and grinding noise what I heard under the back wheels when I reversed it backwards, I think I might well already have, see?
You've demolished my wishing well.
Well, not in so many words, Nancy, look. But as for deeds, well, deeds is another kettle of fish, isn't it?
You've demolished my wishing well, and I only got it delivered last week. Arabs will be absolutely furious.
Oh, Winston, clever old you. You've got the van. It's wonderful. It's superb. It's absolutely magnificent.
It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
All right, all right. Let's calm down, shall we? Thank you. Winston?
Yes, Auntie?
Show me the van.
Oh, certainly, missus. Only too pleased and delighted to oblige, as indeed Would any other bloke in my acquaintance, in the presence of such slim, shapely ankles and long, lissom legs, why, causing my Adam's apple to wobble something chronic this way, if you please.
I followed him out of the drawing room and into the hallway. William and Rosie skipped and pranced excitedly by his side like two silly little children on an outing to London Zoo to see the otters. He prized open the front door carefully with his rusty clasp knife. There was a tinkling of glass and a rending of wood as a portion of the front porch caved in. Very carefully, I stepped over the debris, and there it was, squatting in the front, its flanks daubed and spattered with country mud, its back door flapping loose, its exhaust pipe secured by what looked like a pair of recently discarded pink knickers and...
That's not a van, that's a pantechnicon!
Well, of course he's a pantechnicon, missus. We've got to have a pantechnicon to hold all our clubber, haven't we?
Your clubber?
He means our wares, Nancy, the produce we're selling.
What produce?
Don't get so aerated, Nancy. It's very simple.
Not to me, it isn't.
Well then, Nancy, I'll explain. For a start-off, there's my contribution.
But what contribution?
My first batch of Granny Hayball's genuine home-embroidered cottage-woven country smock.
What?
Yeah, and after that, she's going to do poacher's bust and hope-cured leggings. And I'm going to help Winston.
How?
I'm going to be his maid.
What?
Well, not in the carnal sense, Nancy, nothing like that. I can't stand his bad breath. No, what it is, Nancy, I'm going to be van driver's maid when Winston drives round the street. Well, isn't it exciting? I've always wanted to be a trolley bus conductor, I have to admit. Trouble is, I just knew I wouldn't be able to work the pole when we got to the terminus.
I say, chaps, the transport's arrived to back out holiday. That's what I call good military thinking, Winston.
How do you mean?
Well, tactics, old boy, tactics. You've got to have transport to keep the troops mobile, haven't you? You ask Rommel. I know the brute's only a hand, but by George, he certainly knew his onions when it came to self-propelled gent urinals. You ask Monty. But don't ask Walking Leg. It's a waste of time. Churchill's given him the boot. Oh, my God, how I hate Anthony Eden.
Father!
Yes, old boy?
What is that bottle of wine you have in your hand?
It's my first draught of Grampy Hayball's genuine home-brewed, self-propelled country wine. That reminds me, will you all please start saving your toenail clippings?
What for, Father?
Well, to put in the wine, silly Billy. Give it some body, give it some zap. Make your teeth whir round in your gums like demented castanets. You know, I once knew a curious little blighter in Cochin China when your mother was alive, which, sad to say, she was right to the bitter end. Anyway, this chappy used to make homemade gin out of mule droppings and novelty itching powder, and then one day he was...
Winston!
Yes, Nancy?
I want a word.
Oh, certainly, Nancy.
In the back garden? Now, this instant.
At your service, Mill Wizzybash. Right then, you like you can get hose in that van, Dane. Make it all spick and span. Look, and when I comes back and returns, I don't want to see no more of that bleeding wishing well wound around the back axle there. Do I make myself clear?
Certainly, old boy. You know, I used to hose your mother down when we lived in Cochin China, her ripping fun. This curious little blighter and I used to chase her into the backyard with the stirrup pump and a tightly rolled copy of the Straits Times.
Winston!
I'm coming, Nancy! Coming, missus! Gosh, it does look tasty, actually, do without a shadow of a doubt. A man in a pump in the prime of his life, with all his faculties rampant and his desires running wild like a brewer's dray horse set loose in a summer frisky country meadow. He could easily fall in love with a woman like that. Oh, yes, indeed he could, sort of thing.
Right, Winston, let's get the decks clear, shall we?
Certainly, missus. Just give us a sit while I get my catapult out and dust for that squirrel in next door's a Burnham.
Winston!
What's the matter? I can get him straight between the eyes if you just shift your right verdonger a fraction. Look, he'll taste very nice cold in a sandwich.
I do not want you slaughtering squirrels, Winston.
Yes.
It's bad enough you leaving bits of your pubic hair on the bath mat. Now sit down and tell me all about this van.
Well, what about the van, Nancy?
Why has it got written on its side, S.K. Popperwell and Sons, Knackers to the Gentry?
Ah, well, you got me there, missus. I'm not quite sure whether it's a statement of fact, look, or an expression of opinion.
Pardon?
Well, it's all got to do with philosophy, Nancy. whether you take words at their face value, or whether you dig more deeper and find a more profounder meaning as regards what it means. Well, you take the two words Godspeed. Now, you could answer, depending on how you look at them, thank you very much, or has he? Now, according to Professor...
I watched him as he stretched himself back on the lawn and talked. His big, fat, boozer's belly was not brown and bare, and he probed into the dark, cool depths of his navel with the haft of his catapult. The blue-veined gap in his two front teeth, the stubble on his chin caked in dried-out birds' nests and festooned with shreds of coarse tobacco, the greasy hair, the dung spattered fingernails, the rolled-down Wellington boots flapping at his ankles. And I thought of Roland. Roland with his spotless cufflinks. Roland with his immaculate parting and his snow-white canvas officer's deck shoes and his powder-blue gabardine car coat and...
Nancy.
What?
You ain't been listening to me, has you? You ain't heard a word of what old Winston spoke to you. You'll be lost in your thoughts, all wrapped up in him like a squirrel in his winter dry... Oh, hold on. That little bugger's back again. If you just move to your left...
Winston!
I'm sorry, Nancy, sorry.
I'll tell you why I've been quiet, Winston. I've been quiet because I've been brooding.
Brooding?
Brooding long and deep about this so-called enterprise of yours.
Oh, him. Oh, bloody good lark we got there, eh, Nancy? A real Brahma of a money spinner. You know, I reckon if all goes well by this time next week, I could be the new Henry Ford, provided I learns how to drive on the wrong side of the road.
Winston.
Yes, Nancy?
I want you to tell me about this enterprise. Very slowly, in your own words, nice and clear. And before you start, will you kindly desist from picking your nose on the nozzle of the garden sprinkler?
Oh, certainly, Nancy. Far be it for me to fly in the face of the Water Board's drought regulations. Right then, the enterprise. Well, why, as look, is simplicity itself, as indeed is the case with all the great advances in modern economic theory, what have transformed the faces of modern society, look, and made it all the more easier to travel on the Bakerloo line in dark glasses and Tommy Cooper fez without paying your fare and claiming your third commercial attaché of the United Arab Emirates and your old mum's infectious with terminal athlete's foot. Now, do I make myself clear?
No.
In that case, I elucidate further, if you don't mind long words. What it is, Nancy, is this. What I am about to embark upon and start forthwith is no less than the flogging by hand and personal delivery genuine country produce to the very heart of the city.
What country produce?
You've just been told a half hour since, Nancy. Rosie's doing her genuine Granny Hable's country knitwear and personalised night attire for the unattached. Your old dad is producing Granny Hable's genuine homemade country wines and alcoholic yoghurt. And your brother William, though he don't know it yet, look, he'll be manufacturing, according to secret receipts as handed down by my old Uncle Nansen, the retired arsonist and freelance gravedigger, genuine country powders and potions for the relief of melancholy, dropsy, rickets and canine constipation.
Winston, you are forgetting one important factor.
What is that, Nancy?
These articles are not genuine country produce. They will be made by genuine authentic city dwellers under the roof of this genuine authentic city house.
Of course they will, Nancy, but my old Winsy Bash, but under the auspices and personal supervision of a genuine countryman born and bred within sight and sound of the village wife swappers Saturday night all-comers Beale Drive. To wear it, yours truly. And there's another thing what you conveniently forgot and not took into consideration.
Which is?
My contribution.
What contribution?
The provision of top quality, high grade, farm fresh and reared, environmental friendly, genuine country produce sort of thing.
What country produce?
Meat. Nick daily every morning by hand from the abattoir at Winter Leafcomer. And if I get my nadger snagged up climbing the barbed wire, I can always shin up over the walls of Windsor Great Park and shoot a few stags, can I? Well, don't look so aghast, Nancy. Don't look so askance with your mouth hung open and your snowy white hands clutching your lissom swan-like neck. What any man worth his salt would wish and desire to give a good old nick with his choppers. It's a doddle, Nancy. And I'm doing it all for you.
For me?
Yeah. Listen to me, Nancy. These silly buggers in the city, they'll lap it up, look, fall for it, hook, line and sinker. They don't know the difference between a farm fresh egg and a pole vaulter's kneecap.
So we praise on them, see? We praise on their dreams for the simple life back to nature, eating flesh what's run free in fields and meadows untainted by chemical process, wearing clobber made by genuine country yokels what makes love by the light of flickering rush lamps, in a daub and wattle cottage, and wipes their backsides on giant dock leaves. I'll make a fortune out of them, Nancy. I'll become a tycoon, and then, when I does, I'll boo them into touch.
Boot who into touch?
Your brother, your sister, and your old dad.
What?
I told you I was doing it for you, Nancy. Not for them. I'll get rid of them. I'll pocket all the money, all the dosh, look. And then you and me can roam the world in luxury, rich as creases, and fancy free as a pair of lovelorn gannets. What do you say, Nancy? What do you say, me old winksy bash?
The whole thing is preposterous. Absolutely ludicrous. It's a machine. It's disgusting and totally dishonest. I will not stand for it. Do you hear me, Winston? I will not allow it.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, for a start off, there's that van in the front drive.
Well, I can't help that, can I? I've got to have somewhere to put it. It won't fit in the bathroom, will it? Mind you, I could always knock down the conservatory, I suppose.
Remove that van now. At once. Immediately.
But why, Nancy? Why?
Because it's out of place. Good grief, man. This is a quiet, respectable neighbourhood with its own poll tax and individual dips in the pavements to stop those ghastly people from the council estate parking their beastly Japanese fart boxes in front of the house when they go to the video shop on Friday night. What will they say when they see a dung-stained pantechnicon flapping with women's knickers parked in our front drive? What will Roland say?
Roland? Who's Roland?
Pardon?
I said, Nancy, who is Roland?
Yes, well, it's Mr. Roland. That's it. Mr. Roland from the council offices. You know him. He's the man responsible for planning and making sure the pooper scoops work and we get a good class of burglar in the neighbourhood and then... That's it. That is it. I'm not discussing this matter with you a single second more. I'm convening a family conference this evening, 6 o'clock sharp. And Winston...
Yes, Nancy.
Oh. Nothing. Nothing at all. I convened the family conference. I decided to wear something special. I took out the black skirt and the crocheted top with a severe neck I wore for Roland. That night he took me to the royal tournament at Earl's Court, and those silly little men in white helmets and gauntlets made a pyramid on top of their motorbikes. What possesses them to do it is quite beyond me. I mean, it's bad enough seeing the postman trying to ride his bike no-handed with all those ghastly American Express magazines dropping out of his satchel. It's bad enough... Roland. Oh, Roland. He held my hand that night. He stroked it while they were wiping up the mess left in the arena by the mounted artillery. Roland. Oh, Roland. I resolved there and then to bring it out into the open. I would tell them about Roland. I walked steadfastly down the stairs, head held high, not a flicker of fear, not a twitch of distress. I paused outside the door of the drawing room. I heard them gossiping. What on earth were they talking about?
And I could be chief loader too, can't I, Winston?
What?
I can be chief loader to the van. Besides being your maid, I can supervise the loading of the produce.
You're not touching mine.
Oh, why not?
Because you'll make a mess of it, that's why. You'll make a mess of everything you lay your hands on.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Excuse me.
What do you want?
Well, you don't need to snap, old boy. You don't need to snarl. All I'm asking for is a civil answer to a damn silly question.
And what's that?
Oh, what are we doing here?
Oh, blimey, mate. If you don't know the answer to that, your age is life. They've been flogging a dead horse this past 500 year on BBC Thought for Today, ain't they? You have old Rabbi Lionel Blue doing something desperate with his bagels, you will.
He's not talking about matters like that, Winston. He wants to know why he's here now.
Oh.
We're gathered here, Father, because Nancy's called a family conference.
Oh, I say, how splendid. I love conferences, you know. So did your mother when she was alive. Took after von Rundstedt on that count. And it's talking about German field marshal. Did I ever tell you about that curious little blighter in Cochinchina who used to make homemade...
Good evening, everyone. I've convened this family conference to make an announcement.
Well, if it's about your enterprise, Nancy, you can save your breath. Winston's told us what you think, and quite frankly, I couldn't care less. Whatever you think, whatever you say, this enterprise is going to go ahead. Full steam, full blast, and all battle flags flying.
I haven't come about the enterprise.
Oh, what a pity. I was really looking forward to a jolly good row between you and Rosie. Well, take my mind off that poor butterfly that got stuck in the Venetian blinds. I felt so helpless and so... What have you come about, Nancy?
I've come to make an announcement.
Oh, an announcement, Wacko. Jolly dee. I love announcements. Did I ever tell you about that time I was with Ord Wingate and the Chindits and this curious little blighter from Cochin China said he'd seen two-ton Tony Galento trying to make homemade gin?
I've come to tell you that I've fallen in love. With Roland. Roland Jenkinson. He's a widower with two teenage daughters, and he works in the Ministry of What's-His-Name. You like him. I do. He's very nice. He's very, very nice. Exceptionally nice. That's why I like him. Well, is no one going to say anything? I've fallen in love. Is no one going to speak?
Well, I still think I could be chief loader.
All right, then, all right, you can be chief loader, but I don't want you coughing all over my fisherman's smocks.
You don't get fishermen in the country.
Oh, yes, you does. What about old Norbert Honeyster and his sticks of dynamite, what he uses for the grovin' in the River Flory? God blimey, you can't get a keener fisherman than that. You can't.
I hate you. I hate you, hate you, hate you. I loathe you. I despise you. I dashed out of the drawing room. I raced upstairs. I flung myself on my bed and I began to sob. I sobbed and I sobbed and I sobbed. And then very quietly I said, I love you, Roland. I love you, love you, love you. Who's that?
No, it's only me, old boy. You mind if I come in?
No, Father. Come in.
Hello, boys. It's only me. I'm your father.
I know. What do you want?
I've come to comfort you.
Oh, Father. How kind. How lovely.
Don't upset yourself about love, Lancy. It's a beastly business, you know. All the pain, all the loneliness, all the longing and the yearning. I was in love once, you know.
I know, Father. With Mother, wasn't it?
No, God, no, not your mother.
Well, who then?
A curious little blighter I met in Cochin China. Did I ever tell you about the time...
Go away! Go away!